So, what did you get out of that?
Very simple. And this is one of the few moments, or many moments, that I feel blessed to learn the way Swedenborg explains about how to understand the Bible. Correspondences, inner meanings. Sometimes they are not necessary to apply, and sometimes it seems very, very useful. So, in this very short teaching is the full description of your spiritual journey, a full process of your salvation, regeneration. Kind of amazing, isn't it? So, the kingdom of heaven, what is it? What is kingdom of heaven? Jesus says it many times. Kingdom of heaven is like this. Kingdom of heaven is like that. Spiritual journey begins only when we acknowledge I may be more than just my body. My existence may mean little more than just living here as one of these humans and will perish and go back to earth. There's an acknowledgement, an acceptance, and willingness to pursue that there is more. And that's indication of kingdom of heaven instead of kingdom on earth. And east, the funny looking guy, east. East actually is not doing that to help us, right? When we put them into our flower tub, I mean, are they doing all that because they're thinking, oh, we're being so useful that I'm going to make this bread so taste better for humans? No, they don't do that. They just do what they're supposed to do. There is opportunity to eat and populate, so that's what they do until there's nothing more to eat. And, well, they die. So, that's East. East doesn't have a great correspondence. East, somewhat, symbolizes evils we have. And a woman. Woman usually stands for affection. Affection for truth. So, are you getting a little more confused?
Yes.
So, there is affection for truth coming forward, taking east and mixing it. Well, then, there is three measures of flour. Flour is from wheat. Wheat stands for good. But three measures. Three kind of symbolizes in two different ways. Number three could mean something that is complete in set. Like there's intention, thought, and action. Somehow Bible thinks the number three is a complete set. Like a triangle is quite a good, complete way of making a shape. So, there's number three. But number three also stands for truth. I told you just that wheat is standing for good. Now, three measures is the truth. And until it was all leavened. All leavened means what? East ate it all. Right? East ate all the sugar in the dough and made whole thing in that fermentation process. So made the whole change. So how is it possible that there is affection for truth, seeking truth, that somehow triggers evil to be more active? And even to the point you take the whole part of you, yet that's something good. Well, I'll let you think about that one. And that's my first comment. I still have a group of people living in Korea taking a class with me like twice a month. And now it's four couples, so eight families actually. And one of their actually daughters right sitting right there. So one of the conversations I had in actually yesterday's class was about temptation, or what's the meaning of good? Good. Do you think you're a good person?
Hope so.
I'm actually happy to see your hesitation. If you're jumping into it and say, yes, I'm a good person, I might be much more troubled. Unless you are, you know, 3 years old, Joanne, and say, hey, I am the princess. I say, sure, you're princess. The next day, I'm not a princess. Okay, you're not princess. So, yes, the question is, what do you think is good then? You know, what does it mean to be a good person? Or, why do you want to be a good person? What does it give to you? Does it give you a better job? Does it help you to make more money? Does it really indeed help you to succeed in the world competition?
Helps you sleep at
night. It gives you better sleep. It gives you peace in mind. Right? It gives you this feeling, a sensation that happens in your heart, which is almost most precious that you cannot buy with anything else. It just happens like a bliss. Having a good night's sleep is quite a good thing, actually. Right. But is that all? Is that all the reason? One of the explanations I was making to this group was about also, what does it mean to believe God, have religion, and being an atheist? If you're truly atheist, you don't have reason to distinguish what is good and evil. You only have reason to distinguish what is beneficial and what is harmful. Most likely to you. And therefore, you may make a decision and law based on not trusting humans. And there is one trend of study regarding, kind of basing on that one. What's your reason to be good? It's very important. I have heard so many times people want to be a good person. And why? Well, having a good night's sleep is a good beginning. Because it feels good in my heart, that's also a good beginning. But is that all?
Bring
what? Yes?
Closer to what I love.
Good. Okay, I got the word that I was looking for. Love. What's love? Swedenborg's book, there's called Divine Love and Wisdom. In this whole book, you can summarize a book again in so many different ways. Depends on how you see it, where you are. One way to summarize this book is about how a being, the original being, whose essence is pure love, wanted to have other beings who can receive love and return love. The beings who are created to do that are us, you. So, essentially, We are all created to be a love and to be loved and to love. And we all know that's not exactly how we live. That's not exactly how life begins or goes. So why is it not? That's a huge question. And that's the woman, the affection of truth, comes in asking, why is it not? What's the truth? And why does she have to mix yeast with 3 measures of flour? Well, somehow, for us to be actually good, we have to know where we are and why we are not being the way we originally are created to be. Like, simple question, why am I not a loving being as much as I want to be? In a way, what's stopping you? You're all free beings, mostly. You can do mostly whatever you desire to do. Your actions, especially loving actions, who would stop you doing it? But somehow, we find ourselves very often not exactly living and doing the loving actions that we really want to do, and doing something else, even sometimes doing opposite of that. So something that is innately with us is stopping us. That's the East. East has to be fully activated and fully shown, exposed to our mind, so that we can actually say, that's really not good. And only then, we move forward. It doesn't mean you have to live all that. It just has to be really clear to our mind. We need to see the end of this thing. This process is called fermentation in bread, spiritual temptation in our spiritual journey. And this spiritual temptation only happens when we see a light, truth. So, well, now you know why this story is not anymore confusing. In this very simple, compact story, Jesus wanted to somehow illustrate this journey that we're going through. And hopefully, if you believe it, if you believe, there's a very bottom line, right? The kingdom of heaven. If you don't care about that part, well, nothing begins. Because the way you perceive seems to be good to you. Going back to the question of what is good. What is good? One of the Chinese characters showing good is, there's a sheep and a mouse underneath. So if you have, you know, meat of sheep in your mouth, it's good. Well, let's go back to the ancient days. How many times would you eat meat? So actually, when you have food in your mouth, not just the grain, but meat, that's good. Meaning, what you enjoy, what you delight, what makes you pleased, that's your good. Sometimes we confuse good as just right behavior, right intention, right motivation that is somehow socially acceptable and respectable. Yes, it is true, but what is really good to me is what pleases me, essentially. And Sirum Book's advice for that is, if you really, really want to know who you really, really are, well, you don't only want to do it so many times, but once in a while, check out what really pleases you. You don't need to tell anybody about it. But you check it out. What really pleases you? Things that comes in your heart as a joy and delight. That's something that you as an individual really accept as good. And if that's something that is heavenly, great, wonderful, you're on the right path. Now, often we find some or many of them are not on that path, then this is time to pray. Pray, read this book, and repent are three things that Sirum Book recommended as our spiritual cultivation. Little bit of heavy topic, I know, but it's about spiritual temptation. Spiritual journey we go through, without it, we do not grow. So may God bless you all with a lot of courage, a lot of power, wisdom, love in this journey. And remember the quotation from Joel. That's why actually I put it there. I am sending you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. God will send you all that you need. Amen.